Hey everybody, it is Loving Oral. Today is January 2nd, and I am bored at work and thought I would take my break and go through Tark's music questionnaire because I just joined backstage yesterday and got verified and figured y'all should get to know me and my weirdness. So I'm just gonna go through the questionnaire and ramble a bit, and you'll get to know how crazy I am. So, number one, choose one, name your top five favorite A songs, B bands, singers, C albums. I'm probably gonna go with band singers, just because I have way too many songs and albums just to pick five. So, off the top of my head, in no particular order, my top five bands / singers. The Decemberists, Janelle Monáe, Frank Turner, Ben Folds, and probably Beyoncé. 'Cause I'm weird like that. Or not weird. It's not weird to like Beyoncé, but I don't know. My music tastes are fucking eclectic, so I'm probably gonna name a bunch of stuff that you haven't heard before or heard of, but it's real, believe me. Number two, first concert I remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. So, the first concert I went to, I don't remember it, but apparently my parents told me I went to Raffi. Yeah, but the first concert I remember going to was, and I'm gonna date myself here, and you're all gonna make fun of me, but the Spice Girls. Yes. Yeah. Number three, a song or band that you used to love when you were younger, the Spice Girls. It like hit sixth grade right around when I was, like, discovering girls, and I had a big thing for Baby. Don't ask me why. But yeah. And now she hosts the Great American Bake Off. So, I don't know. If you could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be, and where would you put it? Okay. Probably this is difficult. 'Cause I was gonna tell you my next tattoo, which is "Is Chaos Be Kind," but that's not a song lyric, that's just a saying from Michelle McNamara. Probably it would be "No One Is Alone" from Into the Woods. No One Is Alone from Into the Woods. 'Cause I'm a big, huge musical theater nut. And that was like the first, that show really came to me when I needed it, because my mom passed away when I was 13 and I discovered that show like 6 months later. So Sondheim and Into the Woods in particular holds a very special place in my heart. So I'd probably get "No One Is Alone" either tattooed across my pec or by my heart, or probably just on my arm. Yeah. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? I used to play trumpet, baritone horn, and a marching bass drum, number four, in our indoor drum line in high school. I dabble a little on the guitar and on the uke, but I don't play anything regularly now. I'd love to learn to play the uke better. And I'd love to, I want to play theremin just because I think it'd be fun. Let's see. Is there a certain song or songs that make you horny without fail? Not really. I find that songs just enhance my sexual pleasure or desire. I'm more of a cerebral guy. Like, I'm a sapiosexual, and also I'm a guy, I'm visual. So most of the time, not when I'm obviously making or listening to audios, but yeah, usually the song just kind of adds to it. It doesn't make me horny. Although, the Imperial March of Star Wars, was playing the time I lost my virginity, so that holds some connection to my brain and my nethers. And also, like, one of my favorite sexual experiences, was started when, my partner and I were watching Rent. So, Seasons of Love, which is this awesome song, essentially sung at a funeral in the show, does get me a little wound up. A song that everyone hates but you love, or a song that everyone loves but you hate. A song everyone hates but I love. I don't know where the internet stands on All-Star anymore. I don't know if we're loving it ironically or we're just making fun of it, but there's a really good cover that I enjoy, and I'll link to it in my post. So I enjoy that. It's not, you know, the Smash Mouth version, but it's a cover. I'm not sure if that counts. A song that everyone loves but I hate. This is where you all turn on me. I have two. One, actually, I have like three, but two are pretty much just entire works. So one is, I don't hate it, I'm over it. There's a difference. If it would just go away for a while and come back, I would love it again, probably. But don't hate me, I'm just gonna rip off the band-aid. Africa by Toto, it's just so overdone. I'm so tired of it. It needs to go hibernate for a while and let me discover it again randomly on Spotify one day. Be like, oh yeah, this song, it's awesome. So just don't hate me, don't kill me. And then the other two, again, this is my big musical theater nerdy stuff, but I loathe with the intensity of a Red Hot Thousand Suns, Dear Evan Hansen. That entire show is horrible, and the music is crap, and The Greatest Showman, and they're written by the same people, Pasek and Paul, and throw La La Land on there too, because they wrote all three. It's just, I have a lot of issues with Greatest Showman, because P.T. Barnum was just a horrible garbage human being, and I feel that he does not deserve the one musical about him, let alone this one with Hugh Jackman. I feel the songs are really just planned and trite, and the This Is Me that everyone loves is just so goddamn stupid. I feel that Dear Evan Hansen and This Is Me fall into this praise the outlier category, which is a total valid category. But Pasek and Paul just dug their trench and planted a flag into that. Dear Evan Hansen, if you look at the actual story of that musical, is fucking horrible. And the music is just blah. But that's my rant on Dear Evan Hansen and Pasek and Paul. Please don't kill me. Oh, and this just leads perfectly. If you started any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? I have plenty. I'll just do like my top five, because my top five shows, because some shows have more than one character. So what I was actually listening to right now before this was Hamilton, because I'm seeing it in like 9 days. So I'd love to play Hamilton, Burr, Jefferson / Lafayette, or Madison / Mulligan. I think I would. I'm not a singer, so obviously it's a pipe dream. But I feel like I could knock out a good Madison and Mulligan. I mean, I feel like I can just be like, what's the lyric? A tailor spying on the British government. I take the measurements, information, and then I smuggle it to the brothers' revolutionary covenant. I'm running with the sense of liberty, and I am loving it. See, that's what happens when you're up against the ruffians. We need the shit now. Somebody's got to shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, I need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get the fuck back up again. See, I feel like I could do that. It's really white Wonder Bread when I do it, but I feel like I could rap decently. So Hamilton, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I want to play Hedwig because that show really speaks to me. In fact, I just ended a play I was doing, and I was having a really hard time finding this moment in the show. It was a world premiere, and it was a really weird script. My character was this college roommate of the main character, randomly shows up and is really crazy and out there, and turns out, like, through in the travels, he's like, quote unquote, reached the other side and become kind of this acolyte of balance. And throughout the course of the show, he's like revealing everyone's personal secrets and stuff. And at the climax, he kills someone, and he was like really, really aggressive throughout the entire show. And then he's post-coital, essentially. He's calm and collected. So I was having a really hard time navigating that switch mentally. And there's a song in Hedwig. It's the last song. It's called Midnight Radio. And I was driving to rehearsal one night, and it came on, and I kind of just had like this moment of clarity. And I rolled down all the windows in November in Western Pennsylvania. So it was freezing. And I was like scream singing this song, and it just kind of hit me in this really weird emotional place. And I found that transition because of it. So Hedwig from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Who else? Frank from Rocky Horror. What other musicals do I listen to? What other? There's not really a character, but any of the songs from 35 Millimeter. Not really a musical, it's a song cycle, by Ryan Scott Oliver. It's a really interesting concept. He worked with a photographer and took some of his work and wrote songs based on the photographs. And then he wrote a bunch of other songs, and the photographer took photographs based on those songs. So it's a really cool concept. Into the Woods, The Baker, that's all that's on the top of my head right now. I have way too many more. I'll probably add more in my description, but those are the ones that are on my top of my head. 9. If I were an exotic dancer, what would be my go-to song to strip to? a musical theater song. Kind of. There's a musical coming up to Broadway this year, but it was off Broadway and the cast recording's out. It's based on an Anais Mitchell album with the same name, Hadestown, and off the original concept album. There's a song called Our Lady of the Underground. It's very slinky, almost a burlesque number that Persephone performs in Hades, and I find it really sexy. So I would want to strip to that. I told you all, I'm weird. If I were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. I don't know. Probably I would probably take a page out of David Eggers' book and call it like a staggering work of extraordinary genius, the album or something, just to be a dick. I would probably just steal a quote from a musical. No One Is Alone. Or just steal a random line from a TV show. You know what I would do? Just because I'm weird, I would find a really good pun from, like, The Good Place. Like, when they're in The Good Place and they have all those punny, Froyo or... any pun from The Good Place would be my album title. Just because they're so bad, they're good. Yeah. I love puns. And then the last one. Is there a famous musician or musicians that you want to fuck? Please do tell. I got a couple musicians. I have a couple musical theater people, so I'll just pull out random. Neil Patrick Harris, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Elvis Costello, Adam Lambert, and Christian Borle for my musical theater guys. For the women, I'll do five. Laura Benanti, Janelle Monáe, Ingrid Michaelson. This is hard. That's what she said. Who else do I want to fuck? Colin Molloy and... I can't think of anyone. That's a problem. She popped in, then popped out of my head. I can't think of anybody. That's enough. But yeah, so that's it. Thanks for listening to this incredibly rambling and probably boring recording. Thanks, Tark, for the questionnaire. And now y'all know me a little bit better. Bye.